By the way, if you want to hear something again or if you missed something, you always catch up on our podcast every single day. We post that right on the website. And there's a link on our socials, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're trying to do that anyway.
Attempting.
All right, here's a couple things we did not want you to miss that are trending this morning. Because each one of these blew our mind. I don't know that these are actually news stories, but every time there's a big Powerball jackpot or a local state lottery has got, you know, a big jackpot, they always send a reporter out to interview people like at the mall about, are you going to buy a lottery ticket?
Right.
I mean, that's
what will you do if you win?
I don't know if that's really news, but they do this all the time. Well, there's a video going viral. This is from Louisiana. There's a reporter for a local TV station there, and she goes to a gas station and asks the people pumping gas they're going to go in and buy a lottery ticket.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars. You like cars.
Now, did she just...
We're going to avoid that you said that.
Did she not hear him?
No, she heard him.
You think so?
She's going to acknowledge the 5 kilos of cocaine.
What would you have done in that situation?
I would have laughed because I'm just not serious enough to be a newscaster, which is why I'm not a newscaster.
I understand the guy was probably joking, but I mean, when you make a joke about doing something illegal, don't you worry that, you know, the police are... Excuse me. Come with us. Got some questions. We're going to fingerprint you downtown.
I don't know.
I'm Lieutenant Frank Drebin. Police squad.
Well, this is strange, and it's even more strange because it happened in Queens. There's a guy, he's on his way to work, and he was attacked by a rooster.
A rooster?
I had to deal with the blood gushing out, and I had to deal with this animal, this vicious animal that just kept charging at me. And
oh, my gosh. The guy's just walking down the street. There's a rooster on the loose?
I had to deal with this vicious animal.
I mean, it's a rooster.
Why? Can you imagine being the neighbor of the person that has the rooster?
Now, this is what that investigative reporter should do. Instead of asking people what they're going to do with lottery winnings, why don't you go find out where did this rooster come from? Why is the rooster so mean?
This has got to be illegal.
That's what I want to know. Well, here's good news for me. There's a new study that says if your kid is labeled a class clown, in other words, a kid that likes to make jokes in class, he may be the most intelligent student in the class. Strong humor skills during adolescence are a sign of high IQ.
I wish somebody would have told my mom that at conferences because all I got was, she's a real chatterbox.
If only he'd apply himself, he might have some success in school.
Exactly.
The good news is it all works out because you get a show. If you're a class clown, doesn't matter. If you flunk out, you get a show.
Great.
I love this story. This is, you know, we read these every day. This is one of my favorite stories I've ever gotten. There's a mailman in Cleveland who was arrested and cited for public indecency because every morning when he'd be on his route, now listen, he'd drop off the mail, but he would also urinate on the mailbox, the same mailbox this guy owned a house every single day.
They said you were urinating on a mailbox.
They're out of their minds.
No, I think they're not out of their minds. He was doing it. And this is why I love this story so much. You talk about school. This is like a guy who got the girl when they were 12.
It's the bully.
And he finally is getting back at him. That is fantastic.
Really getting back at him, though? Like, why are you peeing on a mailbox?
He's like, how you doing? You want that refund check? Come and get it.
So gross.
I love it. Well, you know, every Friday we do Fun Fact Friday, but I thought I would throw these in here. We've been talking a lot about Halloween stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Halloween stuff every day. It's like a Halloween month now.
It is.
It used to be one day. Now it's like all of October. Anyway, there's a new list out from Watch Mojo of horror movie facts. Like, did you know The Exorcist was the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars?
Oh, really?
Psycho was the first American film to show a toilet.
Okay.
They actually hired a person who identified as a witch to make the movie The Craft.
Really?
Oh. Give you a little goosebump here.
I don't like it.
Did you know that face mask from Friday the 13th was actually a William Shatner face that they painted white? That's true. He'd go into space this week, but he's also the Jason mask. That's true.
That's not okay.
We got to get a mask for the villain in the movie. Let's go get a William Shatner Star Trek mask.
Why do they have a William Shatner mask? That seems very strange to me.
Star Trek is a very popular show.
I guess. I don't know. That's like face-off kind of thing. Wearing someone else's, it's the face of another face. It's not like a scary mask.
Have you been in a Halloween store? They do this all the time.
They do scary masks, and they do political people. I mean, you can't find like an Oprah Winfrey mask. Like,
you probably can. I'm sure there are people that dress up like Oprah.
I'm just saying.
Why is it so weird?
A mask of Cleopatra, you wear the costume. You don't have a Cleopatra face on. I don't understand.
All I know is a lot weirder that people dress up like Richard Nixon versus William Shatner.
That's true.
That was a Nixon impression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do stories about urination, but you also get highbrow political humor. So there you go. Paris Hilton's mom, Kathy, was given an interview and says back when Paris was in her crazy partying around the clock days, that's her terminology, not mine, she at times would call the city desk at the New York Post newspaper and they would know where she was. You know, they get that page six, you know, the gossip column.
That's really sad. That's so sad.
Actually, I believe.
That's hot.
Right. I just an excuse for me to use that.
Uh-huh.
You're going to like this one. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber. Now, he's the guy behind Phantom of the Opera and Cats.
Yeah.
He hated the Cats movie. That's the one that had Taylor Swift in it.
Yes.
And I think Dame Judi Dench and a bunch. Mm-hmm. We saw it. I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't think it was awful.
He hated it so much that he went out and got a dog.
That's great.
Said he didn't want to ever think about cats again.
Until that bank comes rolling in, the royalty checks.
I don't know. He's getting any royalty checks for that movie.
They used his music, so yes, they are.
I mean, I guess. And I got to mention this. Pop-Tarts and Eggos are teaming up. Remember the other day we talked about how there's going to be a new chocolate-flavored Frosted Flakes? Mm-hmm. Kellogg's teamed up with Wendy's for some reason to make that. Pop-Tarts and Eggo have teamed up. Their new product is an Eggo-flavored Pop-Tart. It'll be available first of the year. Lego My Pop-Tart just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
No. Kind of confused by this because they're both breakfast foods. So, like, why are you teaming up? That seems weird to me.
Listen, you don't have room in the toaster. You get two in one.
Okay.
You know what you could do is you put Eggo in one and you put one of the Pop-Tarts in the other.
Right.
Save the other Pop-Tart for later in the day.
Crumble the Pop-Tart on top of the waffle.
What do you want, Chopped?
Yeah.
Monday actually. Celebrity birthday file. Cardi B, 29 today.
Hey, this is Cardi B.
Stephen Moyer from that True Blood show.
Oh,
Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates. Luke Perry, born on this day. Of course, we lost him a couple of years ago. That's one of those you still can't believe he's not here, you know?
Yeah.
National Coming Out Day. National Kick Butt Day. It is Columbus Day. And also National Sausage Pizza Day.
One of those does not fit.
Well, you want to eat Italian food on Columbus Day, don't you?
Is a sausage pizza good Italian? I mean, I guess pizza is.
But... You got sausage, you got pizza. What's the problem? What am I missing?
Gabagool, over here.
Okay.
Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty for Monday, October the 11th, 2021. Everybody have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not long enough. Never is.
We spent a weekend apart, actually.
We did.
You had the kids this weekend, and I went to go see my parents. Mm-hmm. So we did one of those deals. Just trying to, we have so much family, it takes two of us to see everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Diesel.
I got a belated birthday cake for my parents because my birthday was last week. I know we talked about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We did nothing the other night. I don't know if we talked about that because I did not want to go out to eat.
No.
I know I complained about how many Facebook messages I had to answer trying to be a nice guy. I didn't want to do anything special. And this really bugs you. And then Rochelle's even more annoyed because my mother goes ahead and gets a cake and then she feels outdone. And I didn't want a cake from anybody. So it's not my fault that my mother surprised me with the cake. It's not like I did something with my parents and not with you. She just went against my wishes.
I mean, fine. That's fine.
I don't want you to feel like you didn't do your duty as my wife. It's no problem. I didn't want you to do anything.
I feel like I didn't do that, but I wanted to do something like that with you.
You got me a nice card. That was nice.
I know. And then I propped it up on the toilet paper and you thought that was your gift and you were like grateful for the toilet. I was like,
Vinny, this is true the other day.
I was like, that was just to prop up your card for you.
Well, it's funny you bring this up because I want to get into this. We have separate bedrooms and separate bathrooms because, you know, we've moved again. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so in the bathroom that I'm using, I go in there in the morning. And then she put my card there because she figured that'd be the first place I go. I would see it. And she also gave me a new roll of toilet paper because that particular bathroom was out. Because I never think to buy anything for the house or anything like that. So she makes sure that everything's stocked for me. There's soap, there's toothpaste, and there's rolls of toilet paper. And I said, man, thank you, because I knew I was out. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was ready to resort to a towel. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
So thank God. What you're saying is you stink it up so bad that Rochelle makes you use the other bathroom.
Well, kind of.
Sort of.
Kind of, yeah.
We're getting ready at the same time.
You want to know the real story? The other bathroom, she likes it because you get a big shower, but the rest of it's small, and I can't fit. You know.
He doesn't feel comfortable.
So I prefer a bigger throne and a smaller shower.
We also...
Yeah, that's right. I'm like a giant.
We don't
have
double sinks, and we're getting ready at the same time. But you came out, you were like, thank you so much. That was such a great gift. I was like, are you talking about the toilet paper I used to prop up your
man,
card?
That cottonelle was nice.
Oh, triple ply.
I'm sitting there reading my card on the throne. It was nice.
So disgusting. No, but I wasn't upset that she got you a
cake. No, I mentioned this to her, and they were... Because my parents were talking about how they, my, your mother snores. Oh, and so my father talks, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, we're with a new place. We're sleeping in separate beds. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, really? Does Rochelle snore too? And I said, no, that's not what it is. We're just both bed hogs.
Yeah.
And so we did a separate bedroom one of the nights, and that was kind of sad because you hate to, you know, like you have a person, you want to be with them, right?
Right, right.
But on the other hand, I didn't necessarily need you in the bed. So we moved this little twin bed and we pushed it up in, next to this queen bed
like
that was
in
the master bedroom. So now we've got like this weird.
Our whole bedroom is just bed.
Yeah, we
That's
put two mattresses, one of
bed.
Them smaller and lower to the ground. It looks weird, but it's working for us. And we're like Lucy and Ricky, you know, from I Love Lucy in two separate beds.
I got to tell you, I know it seems weird, but it is the best sleep I've probably had since we have been together. Like, it's so, I don't feel you moving. You don't feel, I'm not worried about moving and waking you up. I can move however, I mean, and we're still in the same room.
And you know what the worst part of this is this particular place we got, we took it because it was furnished.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some storage because we downsized. But we did keep the mattress, which is a super king mattress.
Yeah.
So I paid all that money for it, not even using it.
I know.
That's pretty
Ouch.
Stressful. Yeah.
Now, I feel like we should sell it and
Mail
just
it
go
me.
Get two twin beds.
Who is going to buy a used mattress?
I don't know. Me. Vinny?
Yeah, I was going to say. He's
stained?
No, it's not stained.
Well, I don't want it if it's not
That's
stained.
That's disgusting.
That's so gross.
Always buy a stained mattress that you know is used with love.
What are you, Jason from Friday the 13th?
Who says that?
I have a question for you, and this is kind of a personal question. Are you still sleeping? Obviously, we all know he still lives with his mother. Are you still sleeping in the same bed you had when you were 8, 9 years old?
That is actually a good question because I was.
Until?
A while. Until I got another bed. But I didn't get a new bed, and this is kind of gross. I took my mom's old bed.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah,
Wait
now that I think about it, it's kind of weird.
Wait a minute.
Wait, so your mom got a new mattress, I'm guessing.
And so you got her hand-me-down mattress to replace the mattress that you had been sleeping on that was your childhood mattress. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I had just like a double or something, and she had a queener.
Man, this is kind of like your life has come full circle from where you began, and now you're sleeping in the same
Absolutely.
Spot.
Uh-huh.
Stains
and
no.
all.
Can we just, okay, there's a ban on the word stain. Can we not use the word stain on the show ever again, please?
That works.
Oh, my God. Well, we're off to another great week here, aren't we? On the way, he said. That'll be at 7:50. Of course, you got those hashtag mom. God, Throbby and Rochelle, I gave my son Vinny my old mattress. There's a confession for you. 7:29:20. Why is there so much hate for pumpkin spice? We'll get into that. Oh, and my stepdaughter, speaking of family troubles here, wants a sexy Halloween costume. Did she get one from mom, a.k.a. Rochelle? All on the way this morning. So we find ourselves the other day in front of the TV. Finally get a day we're home in a reasonable hour. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. People don't know that. I think people always think that DJs work just a couple hours a day and then... But that's not true. We're here all day preparing.
Well, at least we are. Vince is always home.
Yeah.
He never leaves home.
Early.
Well, this is a weird circumstance with the state of the world right now. But anyway, we were home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and Rochelle turns on the TV. Now, this is a whole deal. I know we've mentioned that we've moved again. And so the place we're in right now, we've got cable, but we don't have every channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got the local channels, the local, you know, NBC
basic.
And all of that. Then you get like the weather channel and the QVC and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know a lot of people are like 200 channels. We've got like 14.
Maybe.
And that's fine. So we just turned on whatever NBC is, you know, before the local news. Mm-hmm. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're running Dr. Judy.
Nope.
That's Dr. Phil. I meant to say Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
I have never, believe it or not, no, she's been on for years and years. I have never seen Judge Judy before.
Really?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And at first, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're watching this. Because these trashy people that come here and they're suing each other over $100 for, you know, somebody bumped into my bureau. I have to say, I got sucked into the whole thing. You couldn't turn it because she goes, you want to just turn it off? I go, well, now I got to see what happens here. I got to see if this girl with the green hair has to pay this guy for stealing his cell phone, you know?
She didn't steal it. She broke it because he was cheating on her. It was great.
Vinny, you watch the Judge Judy?
I've seen a few tens.
Oh,
I like Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, Judge Joe Brown.
There's a whole bunch of them. There's like six
There's
or seven of these
of
judge
There's
people.
Several judges.
We have not had cable in a very long time, so it's really fun to kind of see these shows that I remember watching. I watched them when I was a kid.
But Judy's the only one who's rude to him, right? Or at least most of them are.
Judge Joe Brown, I think so. He's pretty
So they all do
rude
the
too.
Same shtick where they just go, shut your mouth, be quiet. Maybe. Sit down.
I mean, you see this face?
You're not going to lie to this face. That's what Judge Judy
does.
That's what
Judge Judy does. Or she just gets up and walks away and says, goodbye. Like,
like it's
goodbye. Judge Joe Brown was the one that's always laughing with him and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you who I like the best, at least on the Judge Judy show, is the bailiff, the sheriff.
He's very funny.
He's just like, I can't believe this guy.
She's like, can you read this? He's like, do I have to?
He just looks so disgusted by all of these people. Like, he doesn't even want to have to go near him.
Well, I'm glad we have a new tradition.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that, okay? I don't know that we're going to watch it again this afternoon. If you had to binge watch your parents' favorite TV show, maybe their favorite of all time, maybe the one that you go to visit, they've always got it on. What show would you be watching?
Man, my mom loved Days of Our Lives, and I did watch it when I was a kid.
Sure, so my mom too.
Probably that, or she always watched 60 Minutes, so I had to watch 60 Minutes a lot, which was probably detrimental to my existence as a human being. But
back then they had Andy Rooney. Why is it that they use a... Why did they... I don't know. I can't think of an Andy Rooney. Remember him, though? He had the commentary at the end.
Absolutely.
Why do they call them bubble baths?
Yeah.
Are there no bubbles in a regular bath? Soap will do that. Andy Rooney, is he? He's dead, isn't he?
Probably. So. I think so.
Well, sorry I brought that. Trying to think, for my parents, it'd probably be, they love all those Chicago shows. You get Chicago Med, Chicago Fire. It's like a whole night of Chicago for them.
Yep.
They love Christmas movies. They watch them from like August to March.
I have never seen people who enjoy the Hallmark and the Lifetime Christmas movies.
They'll do two or three a night.
And I think your father likes them more than your mom.
Oh, for sure.
Like
he banks them and
he tapes
them, watches them after season.
Yes.
Because you're probably thinking, well, how do they watch them in March? He's got them all banked on the DVR.
And he'll watch them over and over and over again.
For sure. So if you had to binge watch your parents' favorite TV show, what would you be watching? Now, they were cool in the sense that we watched shows that were very inappropriate for me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like we were talking yesterday about how I used to watch Dallas.
Very inappropriate.
We'd watch Twilight Zone and X-Files.
Sure.
And I mean, I guess I was a little older when the X-Files was on. I was probably a teenager, but still, that's kind of scary stuff.
I watched Cheers. I remember watching that with my parents, which I don't know if that
that's not really inappropriate.
But they are in a bar. I don't know.
Well, that's how is that any different from your upbringing?
I guess that's true. Like, I lived in a bar.
Hey, listen, I had a little TV I snuck upstairs. They were throwing away an old black and white bunny ear TV, and I took it from the trash and brought it up to my room, and that's how I first discovered late night shows, you know?
Right, but
I watched Johnny Carson when I was like 6 years old.
You weren't watching like the scrambled HBO channels.
Well,
like
it was over
teenagers.
They didn't have those on the bunny ears. If they'd had them, I would have been looking for it, let me tell you.
I'm sure.
I think that's a butt.
Oh my God, I never seen a butt on TV before. All right, 732-774-4444. You can call us. You can text us at the very same number. So that's real easy and convenient, isn't it? Or you can go right to Facebook, 1071 The Boss on Facebook and all the socials, or just find Robbie and Rochelle and comment there. Those answers coming up. And by the way, if your parents are no longer with us and you'd like to remember the show that, you know, you think of them, like I with my grandparents, I think about those sort of things. You know, my grandmother used to like those old movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So if you have a parent or a loved one, we want to share that way, that'd be just fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a perfect tribute this would be. If you had to binge watch your parents' favorite TV show, now maybe it was their favorite show. When you think of the show, you think of your parents. Or maybe it's a show they just happen to watch all the time now. What would you be watching?
Jana said Wheel of Fortune and The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay.
Chris said Everybody Loves Raymond was my mom's and Quantum Leap was my dad's.
I'm realizing that you and I are well into parent territory here because they're naming all shows that we watch on a regular basis, okay?
Oh, how about this one? Sean said The Lawrence Welk Show.
I love The Lawrence Welk Show.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
That is quality American entertainment.
Was that like a late night show? What was that?
It was like a variety show.
Oh, okay.
So he's a band leader and he's got a big orchestra and he would invite singers out to sing and they do a theme every week.
Oh, okay.
You know, so 1 week might be country week, and they'd bring out singers. Now, they didn't have, like, they wouldn't get Kenny Rogers. They'd get some person you'd ever heard of who has a nice voice but would come out and sing a version of, you know, some country song. Or then they do, you know, you get what I'm saying.
When was that on?
A long time ago.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. I've never even heard of it.
And he was born like an Austria, so he'd come out and say, wonderful, a wonderful, and now a one and a two. And that's the old joke that when he was in school, he'd say, I need to go to the bathroom. Teacher say, how long do you need? He'd say, I got to do a one and a two.
Ew, gross.
That's the old Lawrence Welk joke. So.
Wow, okay.
Is this what it's come to? I'm doing Lawrence Welk jokes
now? That's what you're doing.
I apologize.
Kevin in Belmar.
What's it called? Offspring? This new thing that they won't shut up about?
Offspring?
Offspring. Is that like on Netflix?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't remember because I started to kind of tune it out. They're like, you should watch this show. And I'm like, I know.
Well, it's your parents' TV show, so it's probably not on streaming, is my guess. My guess is it's on one of the regular over-the-air channels.
Well, it was back in 1957 when we had this. No.
Wow. I hope your parents aren't near you. Tammy and Redbake?
Pretty sure my mom only watches HGTV, so I would just be watching HGTV.
Nothing wrong with that. And all those shows are pretty much the same formula.
Right.
We got three houses. We got to pick one. We have an unrealistic expectation of what we're going to get for our budget. That's pretty much every HGTV show.
I'm a dog walker with $1 million budget.
Yeah. If you had to binge your parents' favorite TV show, what would you be watching? And you're welcome for the description of the Lawrence Wolk Show.
Thank you.
He said.
She said.
Robbie and Rochelle, intern Vince, in his studio booth 2 over this weekend. I know we mentioned this, that you had the kids, and I was visiting my mom and dad. So you went shopping yourself. Now, the last time the kids were with us, and we get them every other week, something like that. Yeah, everybody understands it, you know, deals with this sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how the custody things go. So anyhow, the last time they were with us, we went shopping. And that's an activity that everybody likes. Everybody likes going to the store, walking around. We let them look at toys.
Right.
Lola's a little older.
Get out of the house.
You're going to be 11. And can you imagine that? You're going to be 11 in just a couple of weeks here.
So it makes me so sad.
She likes looking at school clothes. We did a little school shopping a couple of weeks back. But we got a Halloween costume for Grayson, who's 5 and a half. We happen to see this giant Pokemon ball. Vinny, you're not that much older than him. You know about Pokemon?
Whoa. Hey.
Not mentally, at least.
No, mentally, he might be a little younger, a little slower.
I think so.
Yeah, well, Pokemon, you know that ball, if you've ever played the game, they throw that ball and that's what...
the red and white ball.
When you're doing the Pokemon competition, does this make any sense?
She's never let me play with them.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know anything about Pokemon until we got, until Grayson get into it and we got the app that he plays all the time.
Right. But. Well, we went just looking, really, we were going to look... And we found this costume that has a fan in it, and it actually blows up. It's like the dinosaur ones. So you just see...
Oh, yeah. You know those people that look like they mow their lawn dressed like a dinosaur because they get the costume that is inflatable?
It's the same concept. It's basically all you see is his head, his hands, and then the rest of him is an actual ball that looks like a Pokemon. So,
well, it looks like the Pokeball. See, I said that to him.
It's just a fantastic costume. He just looks like a ball.
I said to him, you look like a Pokemon. He's like, no, I'm the Pokeball. Because a Pokemon would be one of those characters from the game. You know, like the little yellow guy, the Pikachu guy? So if you're thinking of the game, this is not, it's the ball, and that's why it was an inflatable costume. Is this making sense?
It's just
I have an idea for you, Robbie.
What's that?
If Grayson's being the Pokeball, you dress up all yellow, get a little tail.
Yeah, you want me to be Pikachu?
Yes. Yeah. Pikachu, I choose you.
I mean, if he really wanted me to, I would do what the kid wanted. But
he would love that because he would then just chase you around and say, I'm trying to get you.
Actually, he wanted to get the Pika head because they had a mask that he liked that looked, it was like a foam deal.
Right.
So he wanted to have the Pika head but then be the ball. And I pointed out that because I watch him play the game and I pointed out that made no sense. He gets all upset about it. I'm like, okay,
just
fine.
Let him do whatever he wants. It's Halloween.
So he's got his Halloween costume all set. So that's the point there. But Lola does not have a Halloween costume. She said, well, I think I might want to do. She likes the goth stuff.
She does.
She doesn't dress all in black and wear the eyeliner or anything, but she likes
the anime and the, you know.
And she likes the scary movies. She's into that whole phase where it's, I'm not supposed to watch this R-rated movie, you know, the It with the clown and that.
Right.
So she's into that. Well, she said, I might like to be Coraline or the Corpse Bride or one of those deals.
Right.
I said, okay, well, nope, changed her mind because you took her to the store and she sees all the Halloween costumes, which are really for teenagers and up, and decides that this is for her.
Right.
I mean, I think some of this is gross, even for grown women. I mean, I don't mean to sound like a prude or judgy or anything.
Right.
But the whole sexy Halloween costume thing, it's not supposed to be, Halloween is supposed to be, if we're going to dress up, it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to, I don't like scary, and I also don't think it's supposed to be sexy. That's not what Halloween is about.
See, that sounds like someone that... isn't sexy.
Oh, no.
I'm not sexy and can't dress sexy, so nobody else
can. No. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
How dare you, sir?
Dress, if you're going to the bar, if you're doing it, fine, whatever.
No, I disagree with it. It's supposed to be fun. Why is it sexy?
Why is it not fun?
Well, I'm dressed up like Wonder Woman and I got my boobs hanging out. That's not what
it's
about.
You're telling me you wouldn't like that? Give me a break, okay?
Riddle me this. Have you ever seen a sexy Batman? No. This is the thing women do.
The Robert Pattinson one is coming out soon, so soon.
But I mean, especially the example.
I've never seen Lego Batman.
Yeah. The example being said for young girls like Lola is terrible.
No, it is.
But this is what she wants to do, is have her legs out and have this low-cut thing.
She found this costume, and it is a teen costume. It's marketed as a teen costume, not adult.
It's called Sexy Werewolf.
It's called Sassy. No, no. It's called Full Moon Sassy Werewolf.
Well, I can't see the screen from 5 feet away.
Yes,
so.
It's called. And I mean, it doesn't show cleavage or anything.
Now, listen. I said, don't tell me. I want to know the same time everyone listening and when Vinny finds out. Did you buy her that costume?
I did not buy her the costume.
Okay, good.
I would not allow her.
Because I would be horrified.
I used it under the guise that don't be ashamed of your body. That's fine. But.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying ashamed.
No,
I'm just saying Halloween is not supposed to be sex.
I understand. I said, number one, that's not what this is about. Number two, you're 10. Number three, you can't wear that in school. And number four, it's October. So it's going to be chilly.
That's
when
another
the sun
great point.
It's cold. You can't wear this out. You want to go trick or treating still.
So listen, if you're a parent who's hearing what I'm saying and thinking that I'm a jerk and I'm wrong and that girls should be able to wear these sexy costumes,
not kids, women.
It's
going to
be cold.
Are different.
You're going to have to wear a parka like Bernie Sanders anyway.
Now that's a great costume. She should be Bernie for Halloween.
That would be a great costume. And if you really want the sassy werewolf, get it for Vinny.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to choose to be the tooth fairy this year.
The sexy
nothing
tooth
but
fairy.
Flaws.
If you had to binge watch your parents' favorite show, what would you be watching? We were talking to my mother the other day. Remember how we were talking about how they're going on and on about how they're taking this European vacation?
Yes.
Everything's opened up. They're going to Europe. Okay. My mother somehow got on this whole kick about how, as a child, she loved the show Flipper. You know, about the dolphin?
Oh, yeah.
I think they made a movie not that long ago. But it was an old TV show when she was growing up. And my father goes, what a stupid show. She got so defensive.
She was.
She was like, he was a wonderful little animal that helped people.
She was not okay with him downing Flipper.
Yeah. And he goes, well, you forget I'm older, and I was already an adult. She's like, that's right, you're 90 years old. And she started getting all nasty because of Flipper.
She was defending him.
So if you're going to watch your parents' favorite show, it would be what?
Christina said anything on the Food Network or Animal Planet.
Again, I'm really concerned with how these are all our favorite shows.
Yeah. Teresa said reruns of Seinfeld, Dragnet, or old game shows.
Oh, my God.
And Morgan said the news all day, every day.
Yeah, well. It's one or the other.
That's right.
And I can tell you exactly the kind of conversations you have. It's one channel or the other channel.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Calling in about your parents' favorite TV show.
Yeah, what would you say?
My dad's was Hee Haw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to watch those weekly, religiously.
Hee Haw's a fun show. What was the name of that lady? Was it Minnie Pearl that had the price tag on her hat?
It was, correct.
Yes. That's some funny stuff. That just made me laugh thinking about it.
You're going to go home and YouTube Hee-Haw now, aren't you?
There you go. Charlotte from Somerset.
How's it going?
Just fine.
What would you be watching?
Oh, man. My mom is still catching up with This Is Us.
Oh.
So I guess I have to buy some tissues.
Yeah. Did you hear it's ending, though?
Yeah, you're in luck. You only have one more season to cry through.
Oh, thank God.
I had to stop after, season two.
I can't bring myself.
Yeah, it's tough.
We'll keep it going on Facebook. If you had to binge your parents' favorite show, actually in the sheets here, it says, if you had to binge your parents' fave show, hey, what would you be watching? That's he said.
She said.
Kind of like a family theme to the show today. We've been talking about my mom, talking about you as a mom.
Yeah.
How about hashtag mom, M-O-M mom? Compassion. We talked about Vince's mom. That was so disgusting. You missed that earlier. I don't know if I want to repeat it, but...
No.
It was a lot for 6 o'clock in the morning. We learned that Vinny is using his mother's old mattress as a hand-me-down. Which... All right, let's not get into this again. But this is exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. Sometimes moms confess to, little parenting hacks. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they tell us about crazy things the kids do. Sometimes it's the stress of the schedule, picking them up. Sometimes it's dads with observations or even grandmoms. Just use that hashtag any of our socials, hashtag mom. And we share them every day right here, 720 and 920.
Robin Landry said, I used to wonder how someone could possibly leave one shoe at the beach or on a rocking horse or on the side of a highway. Then I had kids.
By the way, and I hate to bring this up. Is that the same last name as that guy that was missing in the case about that girl?
Oh.
Landry? Isn't that the...
Yeah, I think
it's Brian Landry is that
too.
Guy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to look at the profile. I don't want to know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's so creepy. Okay. At Wendy West 99 said, thoughts and prayers for my daughter whose life is over because they didn't have the band color for her braces that she wanted, which no one will see because she wears a mask all day.
I can't really laugh at that too hard because I have little drama queen moments like that to this day.
And my life is over.
And I am not a preteen.
You had one last week. Jen McCauley said, I'm not mature enough to go to my kids' football games anymore. There are too many dads yelling, great D.
How have I never thought of that before? Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. Also, we might have just found a family member of that murderer guy.
Oh my gosh.
What's happening?
I think that's a common last name.
Somebody called Johnny Cochran or somebody in law enforcement. I don't know. Is he still around? He's probably not around. All right, hashtag mom. Might hear yours, 720, 920 every morning. There's something trending here, pumpkin spice outrage. We found this the other day, and we lined up some callers to talk about this. There's a whole article I'm reading here on Vox explaining why there is such backlash. Some people love it. Some people hate the pumpkin spice phenomena.
Yeah.
Specifically, the pumpkin spice lattes that show up at Starbucks, and they get similar drinks at a lot of the cafes and coffee houses anywhere you go. It's like a big thing, and I suppose it's not just coffee. There's all kinds of pumpkin spice stuff.
Sure.
Stories here about vests, ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I have the spray cleaner. You get this so your counters smell like pumpkin as you're cleaning the house.
Since 2003, the pumpkin spice latte has become the top-selling drink every year at Starbucks. They sell about 200 million of them. They estimate it's raised about $150 million in revenue each season.
Wow.
Just for the pumpkin spice drinks, never mind everything else.
I know that I've definitely contributed to a lot of that because I am one of those people who is a pumpkin spice fanatic. I love it. The day they come out, I've got to go get it. And I think because it's seasonal, it's almost like a holiday for me. But there are those who absolutely cannot stand it. I think you're either for it or against it. There's no in-betweeners.
Well, you're a person who likes a change of the season anyway.
I do. I love summer. I do. But once fall hits, I'm like in fall mode. I want to decorate. I want my pumpkin spice. I'm putting on the Converse shoes. I got my hoodies out.
Thing I think to decorate for fall or for Halloween, but you want to decorate for both.
Well, yeah. Why would
you not? And Thanksgiving. Well, it's like I think you need to pick one. You got fall, you got Halloween, you get Thanksgiving. Well, you got to go to just one theme.
See, with like the harvest theme, and then I like to incorporate the Halloween stuff, which then I'll take away after Halloween.
And then add the turkeys.
I don't want the turkeys out all fall. Like, that's just Thanksgiving. That's too much turkey. And I also don't want the ghost out during Thanksgiving. So you have to incorporate
it's
all.
It's the ghost of Tom the turkey. He's dead.
Oh, come on.
I'm not sure. Now, just correct me if I'm wrong, but you cannot get pumpkin spice the rest of the year, right? At least the pumpkin spice latte is not available until after August, right?
And I think part of the backlash is every year it comes out earlier and earlier. So it used to start like the first day of fall, which, you know, I guess makes sense, which is the end of September. And every year since it's been introduced, which I want to say, don't quote me on this, was like 2004.
I just said that. It was 2003.
Oh, 2003. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's come out earlier and earlier every single year. So this is like...
People just get sick of fighting about the Christmas stuff coming out too early. We've moved on to pumpkin spice.
Exactly.
All right, line number two. We have lined up callers that hate pumpkin spice. Hate everything pumpkin spice latte so much that they'd rather do what as opposed to drink a pumpkin spice latte? We'll start with line two.
I'd rather clean a toilet.
Clean a toilet.
That's ridiculous.
That's because they're brutally gross.
No.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the pumpkin spice, as we well know, but I really don't think it's grosser than a toilet.
Not your toilet.
That's a little extreme. Let's go back to line one.
I'd rather drink moose piss out of a skunk's butt than a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that because it's like, is it a girly drink? Is that what you're going to tell me?
I've been fishing since 6:30 yesterday evening. I just got home, so that's probably what's wrong with me.
Yeah, well...
Well,
he needs to be socialized with other people. Matter of fact, after being up for 12 hours, I would imagine a pumpkin spice would get you going.
Exactly. Just get the extra shot in there.
Let's grab one more caller.
Nothing. I'm on my way to get my first pumpkin spice today.
Oh,
yes.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah, and I love me some pumpkin.
Well, there you go.
Gotta love the Dunkin' Donuts the best.
See, I feel like once we talked it out, we worked it out, we all got on board. On the pumpkin spice latte train. Feel a little bit better that we've done our best to diffuse the plague of pumpkin spice latte outrage that is completely stupid, as was everything we just said. Another week, more events. That's why the Community Bulletin Board exists. So thank you for sending these into us. Any of our socials, You'll find us at 1071 The Boss. You'll find us at 1071theboss.com as well. We got a Robbie and Rochelle page right there, and we do check all our socials. You can always text us, 732-774-4444. We check all those texts, and there are Robbie and Rochelle socials. If you want to personally reach out to us, that would be just fine, too, because these are often charity events.
Yeah.
People trying to do good in the community. Sometimes just fun stuff for the whole family with the Halloween season.
Yeah.
Feel free to reach out. All right, a couple of things. Von Thun's Country Farm. Am I saying that right? Von Thun's Country Farm Market, South Brunswick's hosting a fall festival. That's all month long. Live music, apple picking different days, pumpkin picking, spooky corn maze, unlimited hay rides, and a whole lot more. VonThunFarms.com for all the info. We've done a family corn maze.
We have.
Together.
Not well, but yes.
And Lola and I.
Who's cheated.
Cheated.
You cheated. You walked through the corn, you bunch of cheaters. And poor Grayson and I are in the back of the corn
45
maze.
Minutes later, her and I are sitting there drinking apple cider. We're like, hey, took you guys a while.
Our toes were numb.
We found our way out pretty easily. Like, Lola, I'll tell you what we do is we cut right there. I'll get you some ice cream. She's like, okay.
Bunch of cheaters.
Allaire Music Jamboree fundraiser is happening Saturday starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. The historic village at Allaire. You can hear local bands from all across the state performing a variety of different kinds of music like folk, rock, and bluegrass. Multiple stages, jam sessions throughout the day. Eventbrite.com. Just search Allaire Music Jamboree for the info on that to get your tickets. And the Watt Health and Wellness Expo is happening October 23rd starting at 11 till 3 o'clock at the center court of the Ocean County Mall, Toms River. Free event. Aims to inspire the mind, body, and soul with guest speakers, fashion shows, prizes, and terrific exhibitors. If you'd like to find out where to meet the boss, boss is always on tour. Those events are listed. 1071theboss.com for all the details on that event and so many more. Just a couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning.